I followed them to the mandir as I still had my task to perform.
Oh yes, I remember him walking into the mandir, but not sure what happened inside the interview room, as I was outside in the portico, you know.
I will tell you what happened. Swami, the all-merciful Lord, caught hold of Rahim's hand, and for the next few minutes, Swami suffered his illness. After Swami became normal again, he told Rahim,
"Since you prayed to me, I have taken your asthma upon myself. I suffered your disease, which could otherwise have been fatal to you."
This is the glory of our Lord. I thank my good fortune that I had not put the noose around Rahim's head. Once I had made that mistake with Markandeya and had to incur the wrath of Shiva himself. Nothing has changed since then. As are the devotees, so is the Lord.
True. Even in Treta Yuga, my Lord Rama...
Okka Pisha! Do not go back again.
Oh, I must leave now. I just remembered Chitragupta is waiting for me.
Atala Vita Yamunda.
Nothing has ever changed between the Lord and his devotees.
Oh look, we have Asha going towards the Sai center. I remember that day. She was praying fervently.
Swami has taught them well to pray to you, Lambodara, to remove all the obstacles. By the way, what was she praying for?
Well, she had an interview at a prestigious organization and was anxious.